Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Adam Kuntz. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke 3, verses 1 to 20. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." He said, therefore, to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then shall we do?" And he answered them, "Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise." Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than you are authorized to do." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations, he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. There is every expectation among the people of that time and among the people of our time that something great will change in the world. People in our time commonly do not have the words for it. They do not know of, or maybe they even actively mock religion. The people of that time knew to look for the Christ, the Messiah, God's anointed. They knew that it would be one figure who, when he came, would change everything. People still look for solutions and drastic change, for the world to change suddenly, but they do not know where to look. John, with a long, definite finger, points out that the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the Christ born at Christmas, is that one. And when he comes, and now that he has come, all things must change. The people of that time sensed what people in our time are perhaps too dull in their ears and dull in their hearts to know. So the world must know this now, this good news John preached, that we still preach, that the Christ was born at Bethlehem and has come, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God in him, that Christ, that Messiah, God's very own Son, Jesus. All flesh shall see, and all shall know. This will mean a big change for everyone. The changes are big, not because they're complex. Listen to the simple things John tells people. Share with people who don't have a lot. Collect no more than you need to take. Don't extort money from people anymore, he tells to the men who bear arms. These are simple things. Stop stealing, grown men. Be content with what you have. Simple things. But just because they're simple doesn't mean that sinners think they're easy. If we are accustomed to stealing, or accustomed to lying, or accustomed to being unbelieving, it's not very simple at all. But the Christ has come. So whether it is hard or whether it is easy, know that he has come with power, with the Holy Spirit and fire to change his world, all for the better. For he does all things well, changing even us with hard and stony hearts to be believers in him, now asking the right questions of him and of his messengers, knowing that the Christ has come, born, died, and risen for sinners to change everything for good. Let us pray. Almighty God, through John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, you once proclaimed salvation. Now grant that we may know this salvation and serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.